deal is, this program I have is already recording us. So,
Oh, really?
Yeah, we can make an episode zero with whenever.
Do you want me to play us into it then?
Yeah. Yeah, and we can decide on what our name is going to be live. Hello and welcome to this.
Well, we are
podcast.
Doing. I don't understand don't what know. Like we're not doing.
What? We're not talking about the podcast. We're not talking about what we're going to talk about on the podcast. We're not talking about the title of the podcast.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about the title of the podcast. What's the title of the podcast going to be?
All right, we don't know. We were thinking Daftcast.
Soup du jour. Pass.
Passcast. Well.
Cats. We all like cats.
I think what we're going to try to do is, like, adventure historically through media, like movies and TVs and TV shows and games, and uncover hidden gems of the past.
I heard this clever cat joke. Well, it's not even a joke, really.
You can't see that.
It's not even a joke. It's not even anything, but there's a sign here. It said, turn the M-cat into the M-kitten. I thought it was...
That's...
Joe, I'm afraid you're breaking up. I think you have to repeat that entire story.
That's endearing.
Really?
Shut up, Brian. He's what, trying to sabotage the cat before it's been born.
Disgraceful, Brian. Disgraceful.
Yeah.
That's why I don't even know.
Asgard icons. Alright.
I only see the one thing. You are so ignorant.
It's Zim. I get it.
He's so indigenous.
Yeah, I know. He's straight indolent.
Great indigent.
Jim, you're pepperoni salad.
What? I'm gonna check to check yourself.
Jim, play.
What?
Jim, put us on video. I swear to God, if you don't put us on video right now...
I'm not putting it on video. It's going to screw up the whole thing and we'll never be able to get it back.
Really?
I've been trying for 2 weeks to get us all together in this conference thing. It doesn't happen often. I'm not going to jeopardize it.
Okay. I love Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Your Jeopardy is a Oh, Brian, I see a new icon.
Outstanding! That's nothing you know of.
That's not Invader Zim?
It's totally Invader Zim.
Oh.
Brian, why don't you talk a little bit about Invader Zim?
Invader Zim is a show. It's on Nickelodeon, or was.
Was on Nickelodeon. And, it's since been discontinued.
With extreme prejudice.
Yeah.
With extreme prejudice.
Because most of the humor flew straight over the heads of all the children viewers. Isn't that right, Brian? What are you giggling about?
That's absolutely correct.
Brian has been he's just sending me impolite messages.
You sent the first impolite message.
That's bullshit.
Brian, you need to be ejected from the cast. Because I have the autocratic power. I am the host. It says so in this conference call.
It says so in the agenda I never wrote.
Shut up. The agenda is in my noodle, alright? Brian, continue talking about Invader Zim. You are a big fan of the show, correct? Why do you like it? Brian, you're making me lose faith.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Jim, I'm trying to work, but Joe keeps sending me things that are inappropriate.
That's bullshit, Jimmy, that's bullshit.
I'll eject you both and do a monologue.
I'm sure everyone will listen to
speaking for 45 minutes of joke.
Amazing. I'll just be talking about how much you guys suck. That'll take a lot of time. Alright, Brian.
Really?
Why are you such a big fan of Invader Zim?
Because, well... it's, funny. Jim, I'm not prepared for this. You're totally not in the right state.
Yeah. You gotta be able to respond on the fly, Brian. Can't you elaborate a little more than it's funny? In what way is it funny, and how does the funniness differ from normal cartoons? Is it dark humor, Brian? I'll lead you along.
I wouldn't say it's dark humor.
So I'll just propose things and then you can negate them. Stop. Bastards.
Oh no. I just Jim. I'm afraid I accidentally hit myself with the Dasani water bottle and broke my glasses. And I am 100% serious about this.
Why are you talking about the Dolce?
Is it the Dolce's?
This is the backups.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God it's not the Dolce's, Brian.
End of life.
He's right here,
as we know it.
That's pure Brian right there. Breaking your glasses because of your violent thrashing movements. With...
Don't talk to me like I'm George, alright?
You're bebopping and scotting all over this time. Hello, and welcome back.
Step.
To the nice King Kitten Commons Cat Cast, episode 00. Okay, now.
That is fine. Absolutely.
Let's continue where we left off.
Quitting if that's not the time.
We're thinking vitamin B6. Brian, how do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, right.
Can you give us a more articulate answer besides grumbling?
I grumbled initially, and then I gave reasons.
Oh,
and then the connection was lost.
I didn't hear any of them. Please resume.
Wait, you don't want vitamin B6? You don't like B6?
No, it's already something. It's already too many things.
It's a good extension, I think.
It's a cross-media empire.
I think we're some sort of
cross-media.
Yeah?
It's a cross-media something. I don't know if empire is that.
it's a cross-media.
It's a cross-media couch. Abomination.
Alright, so...
Make it appear like a political commentary.
So can we do the vitamin B6 cast? We could, make up something about what the B6
means. Does it make any sense?
What? Why?
Yes, it does! We're gonna be talking about the kind of... Yes, it does! It has to do, like, that's what vitamin B6 is all about. It's about, like, discussion and whatever. And sandwiches, but we don't have those, so...
It's democratic. Vitamin. It's in a lot of things. It's
democratic.
It's
But anyway.
Okay, so...
Are we decided on vitamin...
Christened the Vitamin B6 podcast?
Yeah.
To expand on the vitamin B6. I think that's cool. Like, it's already something, and it's got, like, a base, even. So, I mean...
Yeah.
How can this hurt us? And I think it's actually cool to expand on something that we've already put a couple, couple minutes into. It's got shirts, it's got a group, it's got lots of stuff.
Yeah, I
it's already got
that.
A built-in base.
Yeah, and
I like the B6 idea.
All right, so Brian, we're called something Vitamin B6. All right, Brian, are you there?
Yes.
We can come up with, like, a clever name, like, I don't know, Vitamin B6 out the door, or Vitamin vitamin B6 takeout or something like that. You know, I like that. But I think having the vitamin B6 name is a good idea.
Yeah. How about the vitamin B6 space cast?
I want vitamin B6 to go.
That's outstanding.
I like space cast.
Yeah.
I don't really get it, but I'm down with it.
I don't get it either, but I think it's cool. Like, we could add echo on the intro and pretend like we're in space.
Astrocast.
I like vitamin B6 to go, no? Because it's kind of like discussion, but without, you know, the actual place of discussion.
Yeah, that's very clever. I don't know how much I want to play into the food thing. Is all.
Okay.
But that's very good. So I would be down with that.
What
was the idea? Vitamin B6 to go. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
See?
I'm fine with that.
So vitamin B6 to go?
Suppose so. I think we can think of much better names, but I'm comfortable with it.
Well, what kind of name would you prefer? Like, something totally original? Like, I don't know.
Like King Cat and Common,
you know,
Cat Cast?
Like, no, no. We've instantly regretted, I assure you.
Well, I don't know. That's clever, and that's undeniable. The vitamin B6 to go. I don't. Maybe it would be beneficial to have it just be one word, like the vitamin B6 takeout. You said.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean that's fine too.
Bram, what do you think?
I think it's, what do you mean, what do I think of what?
Vitamin B6 takeout.
Rather than to go?
Yeah. Brian, I can see in the URL, it says Jim sucks, so, so preemptive FU. Joe, Brian sent
you
me.
You really should click on it, it's wonderful.
Alright. So we're vitamin B6 to go.
I guess so. Yeah, that's fine. Hulu has an entire anime channel now.
Really?
They've gone nuts.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You'll have to,
They have Astro Boy and things.
Really? That's awesome. You need to.
The Astro Boy? Is that old black and white show?
Yeah.
No, they have, good lord, they added a huge amount.
Well, you're going to have to look it over and talk about it on episode 1.
Jim, I'm going to be telling you all of them, because most of them suck, so I'm going to tell you right now all of them.
Okay. We should title our episodes. And this can be, episode 1 can be like, The Phantom Brian.
Yeah. Well, I think the way a lot of podcasts do it is they just take the funniest. Jeff. What?
One of the shows is called Peach Girl Super Pop Love Hurricane.
Wow.
That's extremely Japanese.
It's excellent. Oh my god.
One of the things a lot of podcasts do, I think, is they name the episode after the funniest bit of conversation that they had. Like, so it's sort of an in-joke, the title, and then you listen to the whole podcast, and then you find out what the hell the title means when someone says a funny phrase later in the episode. Like, we could entitle this King Kitten Commons Revenge. I'm gonna have to do heavy editing. I'm gonna have to listen to this whole thing to weed out the good bits, and then put, like, musical bumps in between all the actual content.
I told you there was going to need some editing in this, because, like, sometimes we just stop talking.
Yeah, but if we had more structure or something, and if we were all cooperating 100% and not going on adventures through the internets, then we could get by.
The internet tubes. Jim, yeah. There's so many shows, though.
Yeah, I would like you to view a couple episodes and write your opinion of them. And then talk about...
I can do that. Is Blue Gender any good?
Heard it was interesting. So, it's probably pretty cool. You can, check out a couple episodes and prepare your opinions of them, and then you can just talk about, like, how much stuff Hulu has added and how much you praise them for, bringing anime to the mainstream.
No, this is interesting. This could be really good because it seems... I'm, like, reading some things, and it seems that Hulu is actively buying, like, the first episodes, like, as they're, like, aired in Japan or something like that.
Wow.
And these are new, they're narrative, and I think they're actually new. And some of them are dubbed. Like, I watched this thing the other day, what the hell was it called? It was, like, Shikibane Hime or something like that, and it means Corpse Princess. And, like, it wasn't very, like, it wasn't stellar, but it was still interesting, and they had, like, the first three episodes.
That's pretty cool.
It was, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
No offense, Jim, there's no way you're going to sit down for an hour right at this. I mean, I don't know what expect you to, but just like,
yeah. I'll do it.
That's a lot of work.
I think he'll do it.
I don't think he will.
You think so? I think he has enough focus that are not pertinent that he would be able to do it.
I like what I said for the structure of the show, which we can freely deviate from. But we'll just so we have something to start with it, we'll do something that's like the same for every opening, and then the same for every closing. And then we'll start like the actual content by talking about the things that we've seen or listened to during that week, and then we can go from there.